Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Kaveres. A kaveres is a beehive. It seems that in the old days, they were manual beehives that were created from different types of material. Sometimes it was made out of reed, wicker, and sometimes it was made out of adama, earth, or wood. And the function of these beehives was that the bees would nest in there, and the honey would drip out from the bottom and be collected by the owner. So we're talking about a kaveres in this Mishnah, which is not mekabel tuma. Now the Mefarshim struggle very much with this perek, with the various interpretations of the word kaveres here, but we're going to choose just the approach chosen by the Kahati, which is that kaveres in our Mishnah and throughout this perek, unless otherwise specified, means a kaveres made out of adama, made out of earthenware, so it's not mekabel tuma. And in addition, it is less than 40 sa, meaning it's smaller than the amount that would make it into an ohel. So we're talking about a kli, which is not mekabel tuma, shehi b'sei chabayis, that it's inside of a house, but upiha l'chutz, but the mouth of it is outside. Now, the way that these beehives were constructed was they were like large bins, which were sealed on the bottom, and the top had a removable bin, removable cover. So when one person wanted to access the bees, perhaps, or clean it out, so they would take off the cover. But the underside of this beehive was attached. So we're talking about a kaveres b'secha pesach. It's lying sideways in a doorway between the house and the outside. Upiha l'chutz, and the opening, meaning the upper end of the beehive, is laying sideways, but it's outside of the house. And kezayis min hameis nasun tachtel oyal gaba mi bachutz. And you have a kezayis from a mace, which is placed underneath this kaveres, or if it's on top of the kaveres, on the outside of the kaveres, meaning it's not on top of it on the inside of the kli, rather it's on the top of the upper end of the upper side of the kli, which now that the kli is laying sideways, it's on top of it. The halacha is, if any kalim are directly above or below, tachtehov vegaba, above or below tame, the kalim are going to be tame, because since the kli is lying sideways, it's considered the tuma which is under it is considered tuma ritzutza, which means it's bekas va'ila bekas v'yaredes. And the same thing if the tuma is on top of it, we also consider it as a tuma ritzutza, that it goes straight up or straight down. The v'chol she'enai keneged hazayis. But items which are not directly opposite the zayis of the mace, they are going to be tahar, taicha, and also anything that's inside of the kaveres, vehabayis, and the house where the base of the kaveres is laying, tahar, are all going to be considered tahar, because since it's tuma ritzutza, the tuma goes straight up and goes straight down, it does not spread out to the sides, and it also does not go into the kli. Babayis, what if the kezayis of the mace was inside of the house? So we have the tuma now facing the bottom of the kaveres. Ein tamei ela habayis, then only the house is tamei. But that which is inside of the kaveres will be tahor, because since the mouth of the kaveres is facing away from the tuma, it's outside the house, the tuma can't go into the kli. Bisaycha, what if you had a kezayis of a mace inside of the kaveres? Then hakol tamei. Everything is tame, because the kaveres itself is now considered full of tuma. The tuma now fills the airspace of the kaveres, and being that the kaveres is inside of the house, the tuma goes through it and extends into the house and is metame everything that is in the house. And the same thing is that if there's a kli laying on top of the kaveres outside of the house, it too would be tame, because the tuma would go up now that the entire kli is tame. Mishnah Beis. Haisa gevaya min ha'aretz tefach. We're again talking about the kaveres, which is half inside of a house, half outside of the house. It's laying sideways. And in the first mission, we discussed where the kaveres was within one tefach of the ground. So there was no room for the tumah to be contained. Therefore, it became tumah ritzutza. Now we're discussing where the kaveres is one tefach above the ground. And in this case, it's no longer tuma ritzutza, because we have a possible oihel tefach. So zakta mishnah tuma tachtel, if there's tuma underneath it, oi babayis, or if there's tuma in the house, oihel gaba, or if there's tum on top of it, hakol tame, everything would be tame, ella teicha, excluding anything that's inside of the barrel. Reason being is that since it's an ohel now, so the tumma expands and spreads underneath the ohel into the house, and it would be the tumma would go from underneath into the house, from the house it would go to everything in the house. And if the tumma would be in the house, then the tumma would go underneath it to outside and then spread to on top of the kli as well. The exception would be things that are in the kli, they would maintain the status of tahara, because the kaveris would save that which is inside of it, since the kaveris is a kli tahar. It's similar to a kli cheres hamukav tamid pasil that would prevent the tumma from spreading from inside the house, outside, and into the kli. Bisaycha. With the kezias of the mace is inside of the kaveres, then hakol tame, everything's going to be tame, like we explained earlier, that since the kli itself now is mekabel tumma, the tumma now spreads into the house, and would be mitame, everything that's inside of the house.